Exodus chapter 27. And you shall make an altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height of it shall be 3 cubits. And you shall make the horns of it upon the 4 corners of it. His horns shall be of the same, and you shall overlay it with brass. And you shall make his pans to receive his ashes, and his shovels, and his basins, and his flesh hooks, and his fire pans, all the vessels of it you shall make of brass. And you shall make for it a grate of network of brass, and upon the net shall you make 4 brazen rings in the 4 corners of it. And you shall put it under the compass of the altar beneath, that the net may be even to the midst of the altar. And you shall make staves for the altar, staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with brass. And the staves shall be put into the rings, and the staves shall be upon the 2 sides of the altar to bear it. Hollow with boards shall you make it, as it was showed you in the mount, so shall they make it. And you shall make the court of the tabernacle, for the south side southward, hangings for the court of fine twined linen of 100 cubits long for 1 side. And the 20 pillars of it, and their 20 sockets, shall be of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And likewise for the north side in length there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long, and his 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And for the breadth of the court, on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. And in the breadth of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits. The hangings of 1 side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And on the other side, hangings 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court, a hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen wrought with needlework, their pillars shall be 4, and their sockets 4. All the pillars round about the court shall be filleted with silver. Their hooks shall be of silver, and their sockets brass. The length of the court, 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 everywhere, and the height 5 cubits of fine twined linen, their sockets of brass. All the vessels of the tabernacle in all the service of it, and all the pins of it, and all the pins of the court, shall be of brass. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. In the tabernacle of the congregation, outside the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before Yahweh, a statute forever to their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel. End of chapter 27.